Hi and welcome to Down Under Genealogy Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Larman. This is episode 10. You can reach me online at downundergenealogy.com. Sorry about the delay with the episode, guys. I've actually come down with the CMV virus, and it's taken me a bit to recover. However, they should be on track now, so I should be able to get regular episodes for Down Under Genealogy. Today's episode, I'd like to discuss what's up and coming with genealogy in Australia. The National Library collections offer a wealth of resources to Australian family historians. Many family historians' sources are available electronically. You need to check their resources online for titles under the subject of genealogy. Here you can find links to major subscription services, networked family history resources, as well as selected free websites which you'll need to come to the library's reading rooms to use. Some of these include the Ancestry Library Edition and the Find My Past World Edition. Frequently use the family history material on microfilms such as electrical rolls and shipping records can be found in open access on in the newspapers and family history zone of the main reading room. Now, some of the major family history related resources in their collections are Australian birth, death and marriage records, Australian cemetery records, Australian electrical rolls, Australian Indigenous family history, Australian joint copying project, the British government records relating to the Australian colonies, the Australian maps for family historians, Australian shipping and passenger records, British and Irish maps for family historians, convict records, Indian immigration passes to Fiji from 1879 to 1919, and newspaper and newspaper indexes. There's just a wealth of information from this website, so I'd really suggest people go to the nla.gov.au. The next website I'd suggest is the Australian Cemeteries. It's the AustralianCemeteries.com. This website contains the largest collection of Australian cemeteries together on a single site, firstly divided interstate and then alphabetically. Cemetery advises if it's online data, a lookup, a transcription, and has headstone photos. There's also the Australian War Memorial, the awm.gov.au. The War Memorial's collections contain a wealth of materials relating to military services of individuals as well as units. If you are trying to track down information about a relative who served any of the conflicts in which Australia has been involved since the 1860s, you can search their collection. The photograph collection includes individual and group portraits of military and support personnel, allied and enemy soldiers and local civilians, and scenes of the Australian home front. The private records collection includes private papers, letters and diaries of non-government organisations and individuals, and the film, sound and art, and the heritage and technology collections are also useful sources to check. The next one is one that I actually really like, which is the Convicts to Australia. So it's convictcentral.com. While not everyone in Australia is descended from a convict, many are. The Convicts of Australia site is a great place to start your search. This website is intended to guide you to inform those just starting out, as well as a more experienced researcher. Being a work in progress, the site is being added to regularly, which is convictcentral.com. FamilySearch.org is the largest genealogy organization in the world and is actually a worldwide in its coverage. But I've listed it here as it does have some very valuable records in relating to Australia. Just as background, for over 100 years, Family Search has been gathering and preserving and sharing genealogy records worldwide. Previously available through the family history centres around the world, these records are now being made available online. In all seriousness, genealogy would be not where it is today without the Family Search. Of course, I can't stop to mention Ancestry.com.au. It's currently got free record sets which are available for Australia, which is the New South Wales Australia Government Gazettes between 1853 and 1899, which currently has 2,297,817 records, and also the New South Wales return of the colony from 1822 to 1857, which has 79,000 records. Also, for other free records on ancestry, it's got the Australian and New Zealand Find a Grave Index from the 1800s to current, and that's currently got 5 million records, and also the Australian Newspaper Vital Notices between 1831 and 2001, and that's 2,548,000. They've also got the Web Australia University of Sydney biographical information, including World War One between 1880 and 1980, which currently has 2,633 records. There's also the Queensland Australian Naturalisation Index between 1851 and 1904, which has 12,190 records for free. Australian newspaper and publications, so the Australian Newspaper Vital Notices between 1831 and 2001 for free, which is 2,548,000. Also, the New South Wales Australia Government Gazettes from 1853 to 1899, which is 2,297,000. They've also got the Australian Historical Postcards. They've got 472. The New South Wales Australia Government Gazettes from 1853 to 1899, which is 2,297,000. The Web for the Australia Convict Records Index, which is 134,000. They've got the New South Wales Australia Returns to the Colony 1822 to 1857, which is 79,000. And they've got the Australian Convict Index between 1788 and 1868, which is 40,000. So there's a lot of free things on Ancestry at the moment for Australians, which is fantastic. So just definitely have a log on and have a look there. So there's also the australia.gov.au, which is family history. You can find government information and resources to research Australian family histories, including records of people who arrived in the 19th and 20th century, birthday and anniversary messages, Australians celebrating. You can also discover the Anzacs, exploring government records about Australians and New Zealanders who contributed to the war efforts during World War One and the Boer War. The family history records provide information on records held by the archives, which would be of interest to family historians. It links to information about where to start, how to find an immigrant records, defence service records, Indigenous records and other records. There's also guides on there, so guides to material of interest to family historians, whose selected websites provide links to a variety of information, including guides, indices and digital images of documents. Wartime services, again, so there's more wartime services on this website. Adoptions, Forced Adoptions History Project, aims to increase awareness of understanding of the experiences of individuals affected by forced adoption practices. Find information on how to access adoption records and contact details to support and advocacy organisations. There's also for the Indigenous Family History, provide information to help Indigenous people trace family histories. The AIATSIS can assist anyone of Indigenous heritage within the family history research. Migration and citizenship records. The NNA holds records about people who arrived overseas during the 20th century and some who arrived during the 19th century. They should also hold records about Australians who have left and returned to Australia. Okay, well, thank you for listening to this week's podcast. Be sure to visit us at downundergenealogy.com for show notes and more. And also, if you leave any comments or suggestions on the website, that would be great. Hope you all have a fantastic week and join me for next week's podcast. See you next time.